Brother Joseph, one question. God bless you.
God bless you.
How will the Christians survive during the Great Tribulation, during the New World Order and the microchip implants, when there's going to be such a time like it was never before?
You mean to speak from experience?
Well, I don't know if you have experience. I know you've been in countries under persecution.
From experience, I have nothing to say. Because I've never been under Mark of the Beast situation. Something similar, I can tell you.
Okay,
listen.
Well, now tell us what the Bible says. How's that?
Okay, listen. According to the Bible, during the microchip, which I believe that's what the Mark of the Beast is going to be. Look, you go to Daniel 11:32. The second part, it talks about, it's a period of the Great Tribulation where the microchip is going to be implemented, because Daniel 11 is about the Antichrist.
Daniel 11:32. Yes. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits.
Okay, in the verse preceding this, it talks about the Antichrist placing the abomination of desolation, which is the same in Matthew 24:15 and 21, which Jesus says when you see that, it is the Great Tribulation.
Yes.
Okay.
So during Great Tribulation?
The people who know their God shall do miracles. So we believe in by miracles mostly.
And what are we going to eat?
Oh, that's easy.
Because we cannot buy and sell.
The food is the last thing I'm worried about. If you go to Revelation 12, 6 and 14, that tells you the supermarkets, you can bring your trolley.
Really?
Yes.
Revelation 12:6. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
See, 1,260 is exact the length of the tribulation, okay?
So the woman is going to be fed by God directly?
The woman is the church and will be fed by the angels.
Is it something like the manna in the desert?
I don't think it's going to be the manna. I know a testimony of Christians who saw food just appearing in the pot. You know, just like Jesus fed the 5,000 loaves and fishes.
But those who can, Brother Joseph, shouldn't they prefer like a mountain of food for survival?
Well, it's a good idea in case God fails.
What do you mean in case God fails?
No, you don't need to do that.
But you said so many times to prepare rice and sugar and salt and water and a refuge.
No. I didn't say to prepare that for the Great Tribulation. That's until then. Until the Great Tribulation. When the Tribulation begins, you won't be able to run around carrying around tons of food. It's until then. Until then, we can go around carrying, you know, with our truck, if you have a van. But when the Tribulation starts, you have to throw your passport away. You cannot cross the border.
You
have to pray for God to blind the eyes of the authority at the border. Your passport is going to be good for nothing. Even now, the passport has a microchip inside. No. During the Tribulation, you have to appear and disappear. And there will be camps, you know, the camps of the saints in woods, in mountains, all kinds of places. There are going to be hundreds, sometimes thousands of Christians all together, like refugees you see today here and there. But these special camps will be fed miraculously by God.
So we're just supposed, like during Great Tribulation, I mean, we're just supposed to forsake all our houses and lifestyle and just run and hide somewhere.
Well, like, we are already in a place of refuge here in South America. The Lord told us to come here in South America, in a specific country, in a specific city. Here we are, and we have a little house here with a pretty huge garden, land. We have goats, we have chicken, we have rabbits, dogs. It's like we are already living now, like if it was the Great Tribulation. Thank God there's no atomic wars, there's no Antichrist yet.
Amen.
But we are already living now, like it will be in Revelation chapter 12, the woman fled into the wilderness, right? You know, the official Laodicean churches, they don't give us much help, so we have to do without them.
Yes.
God is already providing for us. We see miracles happening. There are people coming, knocking on the door, bringing crates of food. We have people coming here with big boxes, giving food. Miracles happen. Why? It comes because we witness, from our witness.
During Great Tribulation, we're not going to be able to be so freely Christians. Everybody knows where we live as Christians.
But listen, during Great Tribulation, we will see greater miracles. During the Great Tribulation, we will see God moving more, you know. It's like where iniquity abounds, grace much more abounds. The stronger the devil, the Antichrist, and the demons, the more power God will give us. You understand?
Amen. So we'll have to just hide somewhere and what? Wait to be raptured? What do we do?
No. Wherever you go, you evangelize, you witness, you never stop witnessing.
But if people have the mark of the beast, it's useless to evangelize them.
Well, but a lot of people will not. You see, a lot of people, okay, for political reasons, they will not receive the mark of the beast, not because they're necessarily Christian, but just like during the Nazi Germany, there were some people who were not Nazis. In fascist Italy, there were a lot of people who were not fascists. Mm-hmm. In capitalistic Antichrist America, a lot of people are against the government, not because they are Christian, but simply because they just don't agree with this Antichrist, demon-possessed political situation they have.
Yes. Where are we going to live, Brother Joseph?
Well, hopefully the same place where we are. Like, we are already living ourselves. I have 6 children. 1 is 4 years old, the youngest. We're already in a refuge here, which is a... We live in a country right now, which is nice, good security, and pretty good. Good security. So hopefully we're already where we are. In case this is not the final place, then we go somewhere else, wherever the Lord will show us, understand? But we are ready now to move. We never buy a house, we only rent. So I suggest brethren to get a van, so they have to move, they can sleep in the van. Also, a caravan is a good idea, not to travel, because it's kind of difficult to travel with a caravan, but to park it in a place that's your house to survive for a period. Mm-hmm. Understand? So right now it's pretty easy to find refugees, as the Lord. And then during the tribulation, hopefully wherever place of refuge you already have, or the Lord will tell you where to move.
You know, Brother Joseph, I always thought that great tribulation, we're going to be in the mountains hiding. Nobody knows we're there. So now you're saying that actually we can live in the middle of a town, in a house?
No, for now you can, as long as you can. But when you see that you cannot any longer, you move somewhere else. That's why you need to be mobile, have a van, have a caravan, or just walk. Go to another place. The Lord will tell you if you can stay in a place or not. Do you understand? We are in the outskirts of a city here.
Yeah.
We are outside. The town is not too big. It's a good place to be. But we are ready to move. That's why I repeat, we don't buy a house. We only rent, so we can move, pay the rent, and get out.
What about those Christians who don't know what to do and they don't have any training to survive? Can they follow the leadership of some radio or find information from a church? What are they supposed to do?
Go to Revelation 7. No, they couldn't follow our leadings. For example, we are on internet, we have a radio, we have also on YouTube, etc. They could not follow us, and then they wouldn't be able to follow any other man of God, because any church will be functioning in that time will be with the mark of the beast. You understand? So read Revelation 7, 3 and 4.
Revelation 7, 3, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed.
So you understand, there's going to be a group of 144,000 who will lead the world's Christianity. All the Christians were not false. All the Christians who did not receive the mark of the beast. Some Christians will receive the mark of the beast because they're going to be false Christians, you understand?
Yes.
All right. So the Christian, truly Christian, ready to die for Jesus, they will have 144,000 leaders, 144,000 apostles who will lead them Why so many? So many because there won't be transportation. They cannot travel with a plane. They cannot take a bus. They cannot take nothing because they need the mark of the beast to buy a ticket. So they just have to walk or just be translated, like Philip, Acts chapter 8, from a place to the other, or walk in the water like Jesus. There'd be miracles after miracles. Look, in Revelation 11, I believe there is an example of two leaders who look like, to me, like the leaders of the 144,000.
Okay, so we can just count on God's miraculous protection and supply, whether we are trained and we are the leaders, or whether we are ignorant and the leaders will help us.
Yes, these 144,000 will go from house to house, not from church to church, church building to church building. They will go from church in the house to church in the house, to a church in the woods, to a church in the mountains, to a church in some hiding place, to a church in a cave. Like Lot, when he got out of Sodom, he went to live in a cave in Genesis chapter 19. Hebrews 11 talks about God's people living in caves.
Yes.
Now, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. It will be miracles.
It reminds me the story of Gladys Aylward, who during the Japanese attacks in China, she had to run out of the city and hide with 100 children in a cave for 2 years.
Wow.
And she was eating from what the farmers around were supplying for her.
Exactly, exactly. Look, even now, everywhere we go, we evangelize. We go in a place and we see somebody who needs to receive Jesus. They pray on the spot because we evangelize everywhere we go.
Yes.
We are a walking, wandering, nomad, traveling, moving church.
You forgot to say crazy.
You don't have to be crazy, but it does help a little. So, like, for example, I witnessed there was a neighbor here. She has a fruit and veggie shop. One day she was complaining. She had a tendon of her arms was broken.
Yeah.
The doctor said absolute operation. She was scheduled to go next week. And so I laid hands on her.
And the pain left
immediately. So every day was getting better and better and better. Now she works and she didn't have to go to the hospital. Now, out of gratefulness, this lady, she... twice a week, she has a shop of fruit and veggie, and she brings the fruit and veg and everything, plus much extra for our animals.
Yes.
In fact, she says to go there with a wheelbarrow. We have a wheelbarrow, and she says, bring the wheelbarrow, and then she fills with crates and crates, and we twice a week.
She's so wonderful.
I mean,
and sometimes she comes to our door just to get a hug.
Yeah, just she's so sweet.
She needs love.
Yeah, yeah. God bless her.
Another time we went witnessing to the farms. We jumped in the van with all the children, and we went from farm to farm evangelizing.
Yeah.
And we witnessed to this man who had 100 goats.
Yeah.
And he gave us a gift, a pregnant goat. Maybe you hear her in the background sometimes.
Yeah, because we said we need goats for the milk. She said, oh, just a second. Okay, and the other time when our witnesses came back with a box with a hen hatching eggs.
Sitting on the eggs, actually.
Thank you, Lord. Or when you witnessed the lady that we were praying for a dog. Lord, a dog, a good dog. We were praying for a good German shepherd dog.
Yeah.
We were witnessing this lady. And she gave a... perfect, beautiful brand, a little doggy, German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Now you hear him barking and it's big and wonderful.
Amen.
So I tell you, the reason we receive all these miracles, these blessings, is not because we are smarter, we are cuter, or we are more righteous. Not at all. All the opposite.
It's
because the moment you first call, the moment you dedicate yourself to Jesus, the moment you dedicate your heart, your life, your wife, I have 6 children, my 6 children, they're all on the altar, and also the sister, the brother and sister here. When you dedicate everything to Jesus, let me tell you, if he doesn't provide miraculously, then the Bible is false. But in my more than 40 years of preaching, I tell you, I can testify the Bible is true. And if you put God to the test, he never fails. Try me today, Malachi chapter 3, and see if I don't open the windows of heaven and pour such a blessing. There's no room to contain.
Amen.
No room to contain.
Amen.
Literally, sometimes we don't have room to all the stuff people give, and we have to thank God, go distribute in orphanages and situations.
But I want to say that the Lord supplies as we go evangelize. That's why, dear brethren,
that's
just go evangelize.
Key.
Doesn't matter how many problems you have and obstacles and it's impossible. Just go. It doesn't matter if you don't say the perfect thing to the people. Just go.
Look, in all my life for Jesus, it's been a long time now, and I never lacked money, never lacked food, never had debt, never to borrow money. Absolutely. If we have no money, we just go witnessing. If there's
exactly,
no food, we go witness. We come back with food, with money, for the rent, whatever we need. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
So start now so you can have some experience by the time you need it.
Yeah, don't try to learn about shooting when it's time to shoot, fight when it's time to fight. You have to learn before, to practice before. Listen, a good thing for you guys, all of you, to read, memorize, meditate, believe, and practice Matthew chapter 6.
Yes.
Matthew 6, don't worry about food, this and that. The Lord will provide.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go for Jesus.
Amen. So just pray, ask the Lord about moving out the NWO areas, and just trust the Lord and he will bless you. You don't have to see the end from the beginning, okay? Just trust the Lord. All you have to see is the Bible, the promises, and 100% sure, as you start going, more and more will be shown, will be provided. The blessing will come as you start moving. Amen?
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
By faith it has to be. Okay? Not by vision. By faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we can do it, anybody can do it. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.